the non-theological way. Humans are, for the most part, a religion-oriented lot. We cross ourselves when we make a touchdown on the football field, look to the heavens in thanks after sinking a putt, fall on our knees in the direction of Mecca several times daily or in war, dedicate our lives to the country, monarch, or religious leader in our chosen God's name. Our proofs are all around us, in the glory of life itself, in our religious texts and habits that have been passed down through the ages. These proofs, however, have only founding in our creative ability, and never has there been any other than belief in a great and watchful superior power. Our goodness is associated with this institution, and our better teachings stem from these higher ideals and thoughts. The deity is almost always a human form in our collective imaginations. Those spirits arise from all things that they can be attributed to, and the very spiritualism of being part of humanity bolsters this feeling. We are not only connected better to each other, but better to all life as well than we practice. Teachings of all sorts have always included a moral direction. Even something as mundane as cartoons have their moral value founded in the spirit. A natural ecumenism is practiced in society that allows that all religious leanings tend from the good and are tolerated as equal, truly a human ideal. From the various deities of any religion stem the wiser, gentler, and altruistic teachings intended to guide the believing populace towards better stewardship of their world and better fellowship of individuals. With a populace that took only themselves as deity, these attributes should not be lost. Goodness can still be taught and practiced, and should always be so regardless of the loss of a theological other spirit. The Church, however, is undergoing change constantly, especially the gradual loss of devout masses, but will likely carry on for many years to come, regardless of any new thrust towards a non-religious general climate. Adjusting to this new epoch will mean changes to the habit of prayer, since the only listeners are those that pray, and they only know their prayers. We, as the new deity, instinctively know our own prayers and those of all that pray, and they can be best answered by us as well. Our primary needs are simply peace, tranquility, and sustenance, and we are best suited to see that we have such opportunities. In many ways, we could not do much worse than we have as a human race under the influence of an overseeing spirit, existing or otherwise. Religious differences have caused much pain and death among our peoples over the centuries, and our penchant to weakness and pollution increases at a frightful rate. Negatively speaking, humans in general seem to worship the power of the great spirit of cash, and at this juncture seem determined to sell off our children's future in very short order. We really need to pray not to some previous failing God, but to ourselves that we can stop this rantum wasting commercialism that poisons us all and our world. We are the only ones that can answer this cry. Figmentalism is just a word that describes self-creation and self-determination and requires no belief in deity nor theory. The word is only used to teach the principle of abandoning unfounded theoretical and theological influence in favor of a truer thrust. We must adjust to more tolerance of others, replace the church with a standard of humanity that stems only from life, and stop the control of our standards by the interests of business. God will not mind if we do. After all, we created him in our own image and in our own minds, and now must realize and cope with this revelation. Namron Sor.